Miss Laura is a rich and powerful lady. Her business is worldwide import-export that is also a cover for many underground affairs like weapons and slave selling. Many VIP and police officers are paid to close both their eyes when her ships unload containers filled with illegal stuff or even slaves. Using money and political contacts in a poor nation of Africa, she managed to build a huge villa with no one else around for tens of kilometers where she can live and fulfill her darkest desires and satisfy her sadism. She absolutely loved abusing males. Lots of male slaves of every age taken from everywhere in the world are kept in the villa. Slave men are put in heavy labor and starved. Little boys are used as whores in a pedo brothel where selected rich ladies come to fulfill every kind of perversion without limits, paying millions of dollars to be a member of the club. In this little realm where Miss Laura has the power of life and death on everyone, security is managed by a special corps of selected guards. They are all females, well-trained in martial arts and combat techniques, merciless and often sadistic. Slaves are kept under their heels. Whips are used constantly, and talkback is a reason enough to be killed on the spot with a bullet. Miss Laura has a special dungeon under the villa for her own secret pleasure, where she tortures very young boys, often to death. Inside those cells were children that were all under the age of 10. They have no proper food to eat, and many starve to death. All toilets of this huge villa are connected to sinks and cells, and those children can't have anything else than water mixed with piss and shit of powerful women. Thinking about the state of her little prisoners always made her The cruelty of Miss Laura is legendary. Guards respect her, and her guests fear her anger. Those that broke her rules vanished after they went back home and were never found afterwards. Miss Laura was walking in her prison hallway with 20 cell doors on the side. Her metal heels tapped on the concrete floor and her sharp Mexican spurs were clinking at every step. A female guard was at the end of the walkway, her admired gaze fixed to the powerful and evil woman walking to her. The long, shiny leather coat was covering her perfect, slender, yet well-toned body, sheathed in a tight, black, shiny latex catsuit and jet-black thigh-high boots. In her right gloved hand, there was a wicked riding crop that she tapped on her leg. Her red hair was tied in a low bun behind her head. Perfect shaded eyes and red lips were standing out on her pale-skinned face. She was extremely beautiful, but also a scary vision for those who knew her unmatched sadism and cruelty. Inside each cell on the right, 10 scared, emaciated little boys were crowded against the opposite wall. On the left, there were even younger children around the age of kindergartners. Quite all of them had already experienced what this woman was capable of. Many of them pissed themselves just hearing her heels approaching. Miss Laura stopped in front of a cell and turned to look at the boys inside. Quite all the boys were scared to the bones. Only one was looking at her and the other boys without understanding what was happening. It was a blonde 7-year-old boy. His body was in good shape, while the others were skinny and covered in bruises from daily beatings. Miss Laura pointed her crop to him. "That one." The guard ran to her to see the boy she was pointing her crop to. "Yes, my lady," the guard responded. Miss Laura walked to the door at the end of the corridor, while the guard opened the cell and entered inside. All the boys moved away as much as the walls would let them. All but the new one. The guard grabbed his hair with her left hand and punched the boy in the face. 1, 2, 3 times the guard brutally punched the boy's face just to be sure he wouldn't fight back. Then she grabbed his arm and violently pulled him out of the cell. She slammed the door behind her and followed Miss Laura to the other room. The boy was crying. His nose and lips were bleeding because of those punches. He had difficulty in keeping the fast pace of the guard. He often stumbled and hung by his wrist and was dragged on the floor by the careless guard. The room behind the door was huge and filled with every kind of dungeon furniture and torture instruments. That was the pleasure room for Miss Laura, but it was the hell for her little slaves. She removed her coat and threw it to a nearby chair before sitting on an elegant leather armchair. Her latex-clad perfect ass squeaked on the leather. She leaned back and looked at the guard that was pushing the boy in her direction. When the boy was in front of Miss Laura, the guard kicked his back to make him fall on his knees. Her sharp metal heel opened a bleeding wound. The boy was crying on the floor, a perfect view for the evil Miss Laura. "What's your name?" Miss Laura asked in a very calm and kind tone. The guard kicked the boy's ass with her pointed boot. "Answer, Miss Laura, pig." "Billy," he started crying. The guard kicked him again. "Billy, Miss Laura." "But Billy, Miss Laura," the boy whimpered in pain. "So, Billy," Miss Laura repeated, "would you like to survive today?" Miss Laura asked with a warm, kind tone. Yes, the frightened kid answered. Miss Laura raised her eyebrow and snapped her finger. "Yes, Miss Laura," the guard shouted to the child, while she took out her truncheon and started a brutal rain of blows on the little child's back. "Oh, no, stop, stop," the child cried. Miss Laura raised a finger, and the guard stopped the brutal beating. "If you want to survive, you have to learn fast, my young slave. Now crawl here and lick my boots." The child had tears flowing profusely on his face. Probably he had a couple of ribs broken because of the brutal beating from the guard, which caused stabbing pain. Cries of pain from the preteen boy made sadistic Miss Laura's lovely lips smile. Billy crawled to the cruel lady before he feared another beating and started licking her boots. Miss Laura crossed her legs and then offered her boot sole to the boy's little lips. He looked to the dirty sole and then up to the smiling lady, and something suggested to him to lick without a word. "Maybe you will survive, Billy. I'm happy for you," Miss Laura said with her usual warm tone. "To the stock," she ordered the guard. The guard grabbed the child by his hair to pull him up and take him to the torture stock to lock his neck and arms in it. Miss Laura opened a very elegant wooden box to take a thick cigar and sniffed it. "Romeo and Julieta, my favorite," she said before taking a cigar cutter stained with dry blood to cut the tip and light it, dragging a few puffs of smoke. In the meanwhile, the guard fixed everything, and the boy was well secured to the modern, adjustable steel torture stock, custom built to accommodate even the smallest boys. The boy was bent over at 90 degrees with head and ass at the opposite sides to receive every kind of abuse. His neck and wrist were locked as well as his ankles, forcing him to keep his legs spread. Noticing that the boy was ready, Miss Laura stood up and walked to about 2 meters behind the kid to admire the unprotected white skin. Then suddenly she made a fast step towards and kicked the preteen child in the balls with heavy strength. There was total silence for a couple of seconds, then a loud scream filled the huge room. The 7-year-old boy's legs were shaking, but he couldn't fall nor close them. Miss Laura walked around the boy and bent to look into his crying eyes while caressing his hair. "Do you want more?" she asked, and then shook his head up and down, forcing him to nod. "Oh, isn't he nice?" she asked the guard that was ready for every order. "Don't worry, my little pet. You will have plenty later. Now, let's have some fun." Miss Laura went to a nearby closet, opened it to take out a strap-on with a thick 22-centimeter, 9-inch-long dildo that almost matched her skin tone. The long strap-on was covered in the pussy juices of another guard from the recent fucking by Laura for showing little empathy to a slave. She went back to the boy and handed her cigar to the guard. Miss Laura enjoyed the puzzled face of the little boy while she was opening her crotch zip and strapping the dildo to her hips. The strap between her legs had a latex pad and a little dildo behind the pad, made to enter and massage her cunt perfectly. The pad sealed her cunt perfectly, so that every liquid that would come out of her cunt would follow a pipe inside the strap-on up to the huge cock's tip. Soft bumps on the pad were made to massage her clit. When ready, she grabbed it with her right hand and obscenely masturbated it in front of the little boy's face while the guard handed her cigar back to her. "Do you like it? I'm sure you want it, right? You want it nice and deep, my little kitty slut," she said with a sexy, aroused voice. She put the big strap-on tip in front of the child's little lips, who closed them and tried to turn away. Miss Laura made an evil smile and pressed her red, hot cigar tip on the preteen boy's cheek, making him scream. And then she slammed her dildo in the 7-year-old boy's open mouth, straight into his preteen throat with a powerful thrust from her wide hips. She put her cigar back in her mouth, holding it with her teeth to grab the little boy's hair, and started to violently throat fuck the child. Loud, sloppy sounds were caused by the thick dildo going in and out of the preteen boy's throat, mixed up with pleasure moans from Miss Laura. The 7-year-old boy could taste the pussy juice, which was being forced into his throat from the hard ramming. The little boy couldn't breathe, and after a few minutes, his eyes rolled back and he fainted. Miss Laura pulled the strap on out from his throat, with all the slobber spilling out, and slapped the boy hard. "Still not the time for you to die, little bitch." The boy woke up, and after she let him recover for a few seconds, she ordered the kid to suck the tip of her cock. He immediately did what she ordered, fearing the wrath of Mistress Laura. The sucks on her silicone cock from the 7-year-old child caused the suction on her sadistic cunt, which made her slightly moan. Then, without warning, she suddenly leaned forward and thrusted her hips towards the boy's mouth with all her might, forcing all of her strap-on into his young, struggling mouth, crushing his 7-year-old throat with her full-strength hip thrust. The helpless child's face was buried in her groin, with his mouth buried with thick 9-inch strap on as she kept pressing it down his throat. The 7-year-old boy could not bear the immense torture and let out a despairing scream right in her crotch. Oh, what a lovely scream. I want more. Scream on my cock. Sultry moans escaped Laura's lips as she celebrated the cries of agony with pulling out a little and starting the brutal throat fuck. Her whole shaft could be seen forced into the 7-year-old boy's throat, with his tiny throat bulging and retracting due to the hard throat pounding from Miss Laura. The preteen boy's tears were streaming down his face onto the boots as his throat was getting violently abused by Miss Laura, mouth-fucking a very young boy in pain with her huge silicone cock was her favorite activity above all. The 7-year-old boy was desperate for some air, but all he could choke on was thick pussy discharge of Miss Laura, which escaped from the silicone cock's tip deep in his violated throat. The face fuck went on for half an hour, which soon stopped to make the boy awake after he fainted. The boy regained his consciousness only to find Miss Laura smearing her large cock all over his face. Drops of blood fell from the boy's lips to the floor. The huge cock of Laura split his throat. He felt immense pain from the traumatic throat fucking. On seeing her little brutalized slave's eyes open, Miss Laura said calmly, "I'm not done yet. I must say, I am quite satisfied. You are doing a good job staying alive." The little slave had his eyes wide open when he realized that it was still not over. "No, please, no," he screamed repeatedly. The damage caused to his throat from Laura's throat fuck could be heard in his screams. "Oh, no? What, you don't want me to hurt you?" She laughs cruelly and puts her mouth near his ear. "You belong to me now, understand? The purpose of your whole life is to serve me. You are my sex slave forever." Miss Laura then stepped back, pointing her cock to the child's mouth. The little slave understood the nonverbal gesture and opened his mouth wide. Miss Laura then adjusted her strap on so that it firmly fit right on her cunt. She spit in his gaping mouth, then slowly entered his mouth with her cock and stopped when it hit the throat entrance of the preteen boy. She poked it with her cock tip to make her child slave gag. The child tried to swallow it to make it a little less painful. She then increased the pressure to enter his 7-year-old throat with her cock. This time, her whole 9-inch cock went into his throat smoothly, without any trouble, which made her smile. She began a slow-paced throat which caused the tiny dildo to tease her cunt. She then increased the pace of throat fucking up to the point where the 7-year-old couldn't keep up. She felt a strong orgasm building up in her cunt that made her rape his throat the hardest. The guard standing beside them enjoyed witnessing the large, beautiful, clenched ass of the mistress, humping and pumping the small 3-foot-tall boy's face with her cock deep in his throat. Her butt crack was clearly visible on her tight black catsuit because of her bubble butt tightly clenching on it. The 7-year-old boy started to cry in no time, but that made the sadistic mistress even more rough. She slapped his abused face to make him feel completely helpless. Miss Laura took a sadistic pleasure in deeply tormenting the child, which brought her close to orgasm. Miss Laura's orgasm was like an explosion. Her squirt was like a volcanic eruption. All the orgasmed liquid squirted out the huge cock's tip, straight down in the 7-year-old boy's throat, filling up his stomach. It was a massive amount of squirt. Some of her clear liquid exploded out of the boy's lips and from his nostrils. Miss Laura pulled out her cock from the boy's mouth with a slurping sound. As soon as his mouth was free, the boy spat out the clear liquid which got left in his mouth. Oh my demoness, that was good. You're a nice fuck, you dirty little slut. But next time, you better keep all my cum inside. It's pretty much better than what you can eat in your cell. Both Miss Laura and the guard laughed. Miss Laura bent down to look face to face the poor, half-fainted boy. You want more, don't you? More pain and dirty sex, don't you? You little pervert. Don't worry. We've just started.